This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tessa Vigeland. When it comes to cutting the household budget, the cable TV subscription is kind of a tough one to let go of. It's not that we want to have a service that provides us with more channels than we could possibly ever watch, but we usually don't have a choice. You buy one channel, you buy all 1,800. There has been some discussion, even in Congress, about changing that system to something more like an a la carte menu. You buy only what you want to watch. Derek Thompson is a senior editor at The Atlantic magazine, and he writes in this month's issue that this could be the wave of the TV future, but that won't necessarily help your bank account. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
Talk to us about this notion of offering viewers the option of paying per program. So you basically start programming your television by yourself, right?
This is the dream, right? This is the dream of people who are cutting the cord, and really of all of us. Who wouldn't love an iTunes of video? The
right.
Second that a show becomes live, you just pay $1.29 or maybe $3 or $5 for that show. Whatever it is, you watch it whenever you want. You don't have to pay for ABC Family or MTV2. That would be lovely. The problem is that when you do the back of the envelope math, it becomes very clear very quickly that TV on demand would probably be either much more expensive than we think or much lower quality than we'd accept. It'd be much more expensive than we think because one of the ways that all these networks make money is that magically through the bundle, the millions of households that don't watch particular networks are still paying for those particular networks.
Right.
And so even though television is this expensive and risky business where most of the shows that are made, most of the pilots that are made don't last 6 months, they're still protected by this steady stream of revenue that can sort of offset the risk. Because media companies essentially have been dictating their terms to cable companies and saying, if you want to buy ESPN, say I'm Disney, if you want to buy ESPN, you have to buy everything that I have to offer. And that's why we get stuck with this cable bundle that goes up to 301,000 channels.
But wasn't that the argument that was espoused by the music industry as well when iTunes came along? That, well, if we're not able to sell people whole albums, whole CDs, then we're not going to be able to take those same risks.
Sure. Think about a song. It's fairly easy to download as a bit. It's very small. But imagine what it would take to stream high-quality live video for, say, a sports event. It's extremely difficult. Mm. So downloading Taylor Swift and watching the World Series live, it's very different in terms of the pure technology of it. The second thing, though, is pure chronology. The people who own video content today are looking back and seeing that music got crushed by the internet. They're much less likely to look at a company like Apple and say, oh, sure, we'll give you a sweetheart deal for all of our content because you're such a great company and you make such beautiful, sleek screens. Heck no. They're thinking, we know what happened when you did this to the music industry and their total industry revenue plummeted by 50% in 10 years. There is no way that we're going to do that to our extremely valuable line of products. We're going to demand that you pay exactly what Comcast and Time Warner Cable are paying. We're not going to let you cut and splice everything up and ruin our bundle. The internet, ironically, is less likely to disrupt video the same way that it's done for newspapers or for music. We still have the same number of paid TV customers now that we did 5 years ago during a recession. It doesn't seem like doom times just yet for cable, but that doesn't mean it won't in 5 or 10 years.
Well, so what could this potentially mean to consumers in terms of their bill? I mean, if you move away from a bundled cable package, how much could each of those channels then cost? I mean, is it possible to say at this point?
Well, right now, so every single time you pay, let's say, $80 a month to Time Warner Cable, ESPN gets $5 of that. So, you know, I sort of calculated that if you wanted to buy ESPN alone, you might have to pay $10 or even $20 just to get ESPN every single month.
Whoa.
To offset the lost advertising.
That's just one channel. So it's almost like the health insurance model where you have to have all the healthy people in there at the same time as you have all the sick people so that everybody has to pay into the system.
I think thinking of this as an insurance program is actually extremely apt, right? This is revenue insurance.
Right.
This is the media company's way of making sure that every single time a family that pays for television turns on their TV, they have a shot of watching your network against which they are selling advertising. Demand is a strong force here. But one element that I think is overlooked is the fact that cable is sort of, kinda, a really good deal.
Yeah. Based on how you've described it, it certainly sounds like that.
Right. Let's think about the cable bundle. It's $80 a month, let's say, for a family of three or four that watches, on average, and this is from Nielsen, 3 to 4 to 5 hours of television a day. And those are the real numbers. If you multiply that out, you get TV costing about 20 to 30 cents per person per hour. Huh. Think about how that compares to other pieces of entertainment. A concert that costs $100 is $50 per hour. A movie that costs $12 is about $6 or $4 an hour. Yeah. And one thing that we calculated that's sort of funny, if you bought a football game for Xbox, you bought it in September on the first day of the NFL season, you would have to play it every day of the calendar year into 2013 until the Super Bowl for 2 hours a day in order to get the same per hour, per person value as cable.
Derek Thompson is a senior editor at The Atlantic, and he oversees business coverage for TheAtlantic.com. You can find his article on the future of television in this month's issue. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks. This was fun.